Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. This special edition, the Best of City View, is dropped. And with us on our newsmaker line is the publisher of City View, Shane Goodman. Shane, welcome to the Business News Hour. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
You know, this piece that you guys do, how long has this been going on? How long has the Best of City View been the Best of Des Moines?
Well, it's been a while. And it's a good question because we're really not sure exactly how long, but it's been more than 20 years. I've owned the paper for about 15 years, and we've done it every year since. But certainly over 20 years, and we've had the event that we just had last night for 10 years.
Let's explain for some, I wouldn't know who wouldn't know about the Best of City View, because it's used as marketing for all of these people and all of these businesses that use it. But give us a thumbnail of what it is so that folks
And that's
understand.
Important. I'm glad you brought that up, because it's a reader's poll. So it's called Best of Des Moines, and it's actually a phrase that we have trademarked so that others can't use it, although many have tried. But it's serious. It has a lot of really strong emotions tied to this, and it's a great honor for these businesses to win. So just to give you an idea, this year we had 9,734 votes cast.
Wow.
So as you know, that's more than most city council elections or school board elections. It's a lot of votes.
It is.
There were 260 questions. They were all open-ended responses, so we weren't trying to rig the responses with you know, multiple-choice answers. They were all open-ended, which makes it a really big chore to tabulate all this.
Exactly. Well, I was speaking with, as you know, our lifestyle correspondent on Fridays is an employee of yours, Jeff Pitts. Mm-hmm. And Jeff was in last week talking about stuff to do in the metro and said, my gosh, he says, you know, we just got through with the City View Best Of. That is a monster to tackle as far as the editorial side.
It is. It's a lot to write about. You think about 260 individual questions and the top three on each one. So we're really writing about, you know, 750-some different businesses.
Are there trends that you've seen over the years, Shane, with the Best Of? I mean, are there people that continually, like Ed Wilson, I mean, that continually win Best Media Hog or whatever it happens to be out there?
Yeah, there are. Yeah. You're right. There are some that are repeat winners. And, you know, what's good, though, is there are a lot of new ones in there, too. And it's a nice mix of everything.
One of the things I think that's interesting about the Best Of from City View, we're speaking with Shane Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. He is the publisher and owner of City View. This can be used, and it is used, by the businesses or individuals that win in whatever categories these might be in future marketing endeavors. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, without a doubt, and probably the biggest visible sign is when you see these certificates hanging in restaurants and businesses and in a variety of locations everywhere. That in itself shows how important this is, because those businesses want to post that certificate up so people can see it. But you'll also see the Best of Des Moines logo on billboards, and you'll see them on websites and social media. You see them on the sides of moving trucks, and we want them to do that. You know, we give them copies of that logo, and we encourage them to use it that way.
And the obvious question is going to be for City View. As a marketing tool for you guys, how important is this tradition?
Well, it really grew, you know, and when I bought City View from Connie Weimer 15 years ago, this was included as part of the acquisition, and I kind of looked at it and thought, you know, how important could that be? Anybody can come up with a reader's poll. But I truly realized today the importance of that brand, and I realized very quickly how other media organizations would try to use that, and I would have to threaten litigation
to protect it,
to prevent it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as far as you, though, this really does put, I mean, 9,000 votes, that's just the people that voted. And I would suspect that there's a lot more people that become aware of City View. I mean, for crying out loud, we're doing this conversation right now because of all this. They may, for the first or second or whatever time, go, oh, yeah, that magazine or that. And you've had that change now that you're a monthly from a weekly and now a monthly. And it really has boded well with you, I think, hasn't it?
Oh, it has, without a doubt. You know, we have about 97% to 98% of our magazines picked up each and every month. So brand recognition is really not an issue for us. People know what City View is.
Mm-hmm.
They may remember something from 14 years ago where we wrote about their cousin and they didn't like it. Or it may be some positive thing that we did that they hang on to as well. But people know what City View is. So the brand recognition doesn't help us as much with it as it does for the individual businesses that win or the people who are recognized in this. And year after year, I hear from people who tell me, that honor changed my business.
Hmm.
You know, my business quadrupled simply by winning that award. I hear that over and over and over again. So it's very important. It's significant.
Well, it is significant, and I know that so many of the individuals that were nominated, how do people get nominated? Is that just people put names in the pot? How does that happen?
Well, it is. You're exactly right. There is no process. It's an open-ended question, and in some of these categories, there's, you know, 60 or 70 different individual businesses or names or people who were listed in there. Other ones, there may be five or six.
Huh. You know,
it just depends on the popularity of that category.
Well, it certainly is. It's a monumental task, I know, putting all that stuff together. And congratulations on another year. And I obviously would be remiss if we here at the Business News Hour didn't say, gosh, we were pretty impressed for the awards that we received. And that
Now you got to keep winning them.
Right? Yeah.
You got to keep it up. I do want to make one final comment on this because I deal with this every year. But people will ask me, how could you guys name so-and-so the best whatever the category is? And I have to remind people that this isn't our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't CityView saying we think that this is the best restaurant or whatever it might be. These are our readers, and it's exactly what it is. And sometimes the results cause some problems for us, but they are what they are. And, you know, it can be difficult when you have sponsors of an event and they don't win that category.
Sure.
But that's kind of the way the ball bounces sometimes, and you just run with it.
Well, for full transparency, that's the way it ought to be. And blind questions, and individuals go ahead and nominate and then vote and then let the chips fall where they may.
Well, that's what we think. I'm glad you approve.
Apparently I do.
A guy with Des Moines' sexiest radio voice certainly would have to approve that.
That was awfully nice. We do appreciate it. Shane Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much. We appreciate you coming by and doing this for us.
You're welcome.
All right. Shane Goodman, he is the owner and publisher of City View. We were talking about the best of. We need to jump out for a moment, but when we come back, the man behind Blue Opal. What is that? Well, his name is Bruce Kawahara, and he is next here on the Business News Hour.